Okay, let's get into Trumas Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Aleph on top. Let's talk a little bit about what we were just noting about whether the Isser of doing something out of order, of being taking the Hafrashas out of order, whether that is Masha Asa Asui, is that something that's done, what's done is done, or one would have to do it again, because it's unlike most Averis where what's done is done, but if this is an Avera that maybe can be undone, and that's what Rashi seemed to say in Maseches Tumura about, it being called a Lav Hanita Glase, but our Gemara says, and, what the Mishnah said, what's done is done, and the language of the Gemara, that Lamed Amid Beis, what the Gemara used was, min ma she'over b'lo sa'aseh, hata yodea ma she'asa asui. From the fact that you violate a lo sa'aseh, it must be what's done is done. And we said that points to the Shita of Abaya. Because Abaya, in the beginning of Temura, Machlokas Abaya and Rava, Abaya is the one that says, e avid mahani. And you have to say, e avid mahani, because only if something is accomplished do we say that there is an avera. If nothing is accomplished, then Abaya would say that there is no avera done, because of you have to accomplish something in order for it to have, be called an avera. We had something like this before, min ara la yafa. Remember nisiyas chet, we spoke about the drasha also. It's only a nisiyas chet if there was something, if there was something accomplished. So this is the isser of going out of order. Then we spoke about whether there's malchus or not, for, the isser of going out of order. So Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch, volume one. Is there, malchus? So we said, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no malchus. Aye, there's no malchus. Is it beferish pasuk in chumash? So the Gemara answered, Potter la bebiur. That's the last time we did yesterday. Really, maybe that's talking about biur, meaning the halacha of having to be mevayer all the fruits in the, that we have in the year 4 and 7. And if I don't do that, then maybe I would get malchus for that. And then we said also that's a little tricky because is that lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav she'ein b'maisa, not getting rid of them. But just one point that I did not mention yesterday. If it's true that Malayas Chavadim Achalos Acher is talking about the biur, then what about the isser of the other drasha of going out of order? So that, as the Marafol does here says, and the others say, that must be an asmachta. According to this day of the Gemara, that would be an asmachta, that wouldn't be a full, that wouldn't be a full din. The sugya of Yavin Mahani, Yavalo Mahani, about, whether, Abaya and Rava, that relates to a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah Chulan Adaf Yadalin. That's where there's a lot of action on that Mishnah. Many sugyas converge on that Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about, if you shecht on Shabbos, shechitas okshera. That's the Mishnah. Hashochet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha-kippurim, afa b'ishim mischayev b'nafsho shechitas okshera. Even though it's person's chayev misa, but shechitas okshera. So the Rishonim deal with some questions, and the Achronim deal with some questions. So the Rishonim deal with some questions, shechitas mumer is psula. How could somebody shecht on Shabbos and the shechita could be kosher? If a goy shechts, it's not kosher. So if a mumar shechts, it's not kosher. Shechita's mumar is not kosher. See, ask all the Rishonim. Why is this shechita kshera? So I think the Rambam says, oh, maybe it's talking about shogeg. If it's shogeg, then he's not a mumar. Right? Or the Tosfos says, afilu b'mezid boy l'ukmei, b'tema, iba mezid heich shechitaso kshera, v'ham mumar l'chala shabasos asur lecho mishchitaso. You can't eat from his shechita. V'yesh lomar, maybe that's only before Hesia, and this was Bitsina. That's Tosfos' answer. So Rambam said, I think it was the Rambam here, shogeg. Tosfos says, Bitsina. What about Bitsina? No, or v'yod yesh lomar, to mishum pamachas l'chash mumar. This is the first time. He becomes a mumar after he shechts on Shabbos. So once he shechted on Shabbos, so now he's a mumar. But that shechita got in under the gun, right? The first shechita was fine, right? It's Odi Shlomar, Reb Shemachas, Pamachas, Lo Chashiv Mumar, Lo Chashiv Mumar. And if you look in the Chiddush Yaron, he has a fancy Chiddush here also to give a different answer. Chiddush Yaron is Chiddush Yaron plays a crucial role on certain mesechtas. Chulin is one of them. Sanhedrin is another one where the Chiddush Yaron plays a role. But there's a question that the Achronim deal with on this Mishnah, not the Rishonim, I don't think. The Achronim, and that is Kol Milsa David Rachmana. Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani, right? If anything the Torah tells you to do, did it work or not? So, one second, the Torah tells you not to shecht on Shabbos. The Torah tells you not to shecht on Shabbos, so why should that be a good shechita for that reason? Because of that sugya, according to Rava, Lo Mahani. The Torah tells you not to shecht, so the shechita shouldn't be a good shechita. That's the question of the Achronim the question of Kiva Eger and Achsam Sofer, and then it would be Yehuda. This is a question that all the Achronim get into the act. So, various answers given. Some say, well, the Torah doesn't aser Shechita on Shabbos. The Torah asers Melacha on Shabbos. So maybe Yavad Mahani, Yavad Lo Mahani needs something more specific. And that's not good enough. That's what some Achronim say. That's the Noda B'Yehuda. But the Maharit, early Achron, late Rishon, early Achron, the Maharit's Shita, Achronim quote, maybe will fit into this sugya. And that is, the Maharit holds, you only say, Rava only said Yavad Lo Mahani, if by saying Lo Mahani, then the Avera won't be done. That's when Lo Mahani would work. But if by saying Lo Mahani, you're not going to help anything, you will still have done the Avera, so then we would say, then Mahani, because it doesn't help. So here, what are you going to say? Iyavu Lo Mahani, and therefore it's not a good Shechita. But he still killed the animal. You don't have to shech to be Chayav on Shabbos. You could just kill to be Chayav on Shabbos. So saying Lo Mahani, you're not going to make a difference. That's why you don't say Lo Mahani. Lo Mahani is only Rak Badavar Shanasai De Isser Omrim. Sorry, I lost the place. Afilu im nifsal shchitaso mikol machem chilo Shabbos mishum shayidei ashchita nifka meabehema iser ever menachai. Right, and it's still you lost his chias and shchita mo derava shchitaso ksheira. So Rava would agree to there. So that's a little bit of you have a mahani, you have a lo mahani, a big fun sugya. First couple of dafim. Again, you come to that machlokas at the beginning of Tamura. You think this is a major fundamental machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and then we go through two daf and we ask 20 questions on them, and each one of them quotes Xeris Akasiv. You're right, I agree in that case. So by the time the dust settles, there's very little machlokas between Abaye and Rava. They almost all agree to every case. But there are a couple of cases, that's it. Okay, so let's get back to this Isser of out of order, and we got some lumdis to talk about regarding that too. But now let's first continue in the Gemara. Third line, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. Emasai hu over. When does one violate going out of order? Again, that's what we're talking about here. Bikurim, Shruma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Right, I have to go in that order. So when do you violate? Meaning, what are the choices? The choice is, what if I do Truma before Bikurim? So do I violate right after I did Truma? Or only after I do Bikurim? Right? So is that, and is, that's the question of the Gemara. Emasai hu ofer. Reb Chiya Barba Amar Mitchila. Right when you take off, right when you do the first thing out of order. Right when you did Truma, then you're done. You already went out of order, you violate the Issa right then. Reb Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Amar Basof. Reb Shmuel Barav Yitzchak says, no, only when you take off the second thing out of order. When you take off the second thing out of order, so that's when you're going to violate. Manafik bimeneon, l'maynafkamina. What's the difference between these two? L'siruf, which you could switch the samach and the sin, meaning l'siruf hakri, if the rest of the kri burned before you got to take off the second one. Nafak mibeneon, that's the nafkamina. I took off truma, and I never got to take off bikurim. So do I get an aveir in shamayim? I didn't do the second one yet. So al da'ati d'Reb Chiya Barva, according to Reb Chiya Barva, over. I violate because the Isser is already violated when I went out of order with the first one. I'll die to Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak ain't over. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak because the second one ain't no over. Fine. Beautiful. So first of all, what's the lumnus behind that machlokes? And also, I saw the Achronim ask a fascinating question. Okay, according to the second day, they only violate the second time. I took off the Truma first. So now what? I want to eat my stuff. I have to take off Bikurim. If I have to take off Bikurim, but if I take off Bikurim, then I'm going to violate the Avera by taking off Bikurim. So is that something that Halacha wants me to do? Like, what do I do now? I didn't violate the Avera yet. I only took off Truma. So how could you say that taking off Bikurim is the Avera? That's what you have to do. So the Achronim explain, no. Once you take off Bikurim, everybody agrees that taking off the Truma is the Avera. The question is, do you violate the Avera B'Shaita? Or do you violate the Mafreya once you took off the second one? Right, that's really how the formulation is. And this is a question that many of the Achronim deal with. Is the Isser, to formulate it, is the Isser focused on the fact that you did the second one first, or you did the first one second? What's the real problem here? Right, you were makdim the me'uchar, or you were ma'acher the muktam? If you're looking at Rabbi Yosef Engel, as you would have guessed, it's his type of topic. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Lekatov Klal Hay, he says two formulations. He says, what's this suffix about of this Yerushalmi? This is such a lumdish question, right? When do you violate? He says, Bahamuktam or Bahamuchar. Right. Is the Avera in the Muktam, the one that you did too early, or the one that you did too late? The man to Amar Betchila, according to the one that said Betchila, right, as of yesterday, we didn't know this Yerushalmi. He knew this Yerushalmi. Right? When do you violate the Isser? When you took off the later one, or only when you went both? So he says, the man to Amar Betchila, according to the one who says when you violate, when you took the first thing, Sfira Le Davera, he haramas, hatruma, hamukdemes. By doing the later one first, that's the Avera. Umadamar Basov, Sfira Le Davera, he hafrashas habikurim hameucharim. No, it's the later one. That's the problem. Vialzeshaol, Shapir, Maibinayu, Sof, Sof, Avar. And he says, what do you mean? If you took off both of them, you did the Avera anyway. Well, my nafkamina. Oh, if you never got to do the second one. But then he says, Viode Shlomar, he never stops thinking, Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's his godless, as we mentioned. He has at least two svarim that we have. He has Gvur Shmonim and Shivim Panim LaTorah. Gvur Shmonim is a sefer with 80 answers to one question. Shivim Panim LaTorah is 70 answers to a different question. It's unbelievable. Like you would think, you come up with an answer, 70 or 80. And it's not like the Beis Yosef's Kasha on Hanukkah. It's not like that Kasha. Right? I forgot which is which. One of them was, I think it's Rav Papa, holds that Bailim Mefaglim. Right, the Bailim, not only could the Kohanim create pigle, but the owner could create pigle. If the owner thinks he's going to eat the carbon, chutz lizmano, that creates pigle and passes up the carbon. Bailim afaglim. I think it was her papa. But he says, if that's true, if Bailim afaglim, then do we ever have an Isha Sota that's going to have a carbon? Everything's going to be kosher. She'll just think pigle, the carbon will never work, and she'll never, the water will never work, everything will be nifsal. So, if Bailam Afaglam, how do you ever have a carbon sota? 70 answers to that question. Okay. The Yod Yesh Lomar, he says, number two. The Travayu Svirale, the Avera Hi Bakhtamas Hatshuma. No. This is what I just said. Right? Everybody agrees. What was the first formulation? Is the Isser doing the later one first or the early one later? That's the Machlokas. Or do you say, no, everybody agrees the problem is doing the later one first. Everybody agrees to that. You're doing the Truma first, that's the problem. But maybe, so when is that Aver violated? Is it doing the Truma first? Or maybe it can't be called Truma first until you do Bikurim second. Because, what do you mean Truma first? You only did Truma. You can't call it Hakdomas Truma until afterwards you Bikurim. According to the first side, yes you can. You did the first one, you did Truma first. So you amaktim it. So he says, no, maybe, madam rabasov sirale, tekivan teker avera hibak, damas truma labikurim, alkein ze shayach rak im hifr shneem, hachuma vabikurim, vikon mashmu truma labikurim. Oz yeshal hachuma shem kadima, kivan shenifshu abikurim amucharim. It's kind of like, what was the first day of creation? Yom Echad. It's Yom Echad, not Yom Rishon, because it wasn't a sheni yet. So you can't call it Rishon if there was no sheni yet. So that's why, even if it's an isser of kadima, right, you're not going to be able to call it that. V'shayach lomar shavar averes hakdamas truma lebikurim. Avol mo hifresh lebikurim klau. Laws lo chashuva truma mukdamas lachlau. And that's the nafkamina if you never do it. So that's the lekatov in klau hey. This is a very long klau, many pages. Dibur maschol lechora. Okay, so this is relating to the seder. Good, let's continue. Boy, so we have two other questions that also will relate to this lumdus. Very lumdish daf. You have to think about this question. Rebbe Shmuel Bar Abba Boy. Maiser Rishon Shekdim Vishibol. In a case that comes up often in Shas. What if the Levi was very hungry and he went before Gemar Malacha? The Levi went before Gemar Malacha and he went and took his Maiser Rishon before the Chiv of Truma kicked in. That's Maiser Rishon Shehekdimu B'Shibolin. So he has to take off Shumas Maiser from that. And remember we had earlier in this Masechta, when the Levi does that, it's Koveya. It's Koveya L'Maisris, and therefore, it's one of the six events, Shabbos, Bishul, Chatzer, that's Koveya L'Maisris. Can't eat Achilas Arai anymore. We had that earlier in the Masechta. But if a Levi did this, he took it very early, did he get an Aveir for that? Did he get an aver for doing Maiser Rishon before Truma? There's no chiv of Truma yet. So, is that an avera? The Gemara talks about this case often, never mentions that it's wrong. The Minchas Chinuch has this suffix. So one of the Achronim, the Shevet Alevi, in the Tshuva, points out, he says, I guess the Minchas Chinuch didn't remember the Yerushalmi. Right? Because the Yerushalmi asked this question. He says, over, o eina over, ela al seder. Do you violate because he took it Maiser Rishon early? Or do you say no? There's no chiv of truma yet. So how can you say you went out of order? There's no order yet. Right? You took it early. Right? So that is a question that is unanswered. Rishami doesn't answer that question. The Mefarshim point out that it's a steer in Rashi. Two different Rashis in Shas give two different answers to this question. Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin says you do not violate Hiktimu B'Shibolin. Rashi Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin, and Rashi in Beitza Yud Gimel says you do violate. Rashi in Beitza Yud Gimel says you do violate if the Levi was Makdim B'Shibolin. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, in Chelik Beis, Simin, Kuf, Tzadi Aleph, notes this stira, and he says, well, maybe it depends on the machlokas that we just had up top. Right? Is the Isser being Makdim the early, Makdim HaMeuchar, or Ma'acher the Mukdam? Because the Ma'aser Rishon you took early, you took it early. Maybe you didn't go out of order because there was no Chiyuv of Truma yet, but you definitely took the Ma'aser Rishon earlier than it should have been taken. So if you say the Shita before Batchila that you violate right when you took the later one first, maybe Rashi's going like different Mandamars than the different Rashis. The Rashi that says that you violate, he's going like the Mandamar of Batchila. The Rashi that says that you only violate, you don't violate if you took it early, he's going like the Mandamar Basof, that only if you went out of order. So here it's not out of order, because there's no Chiv of Truma yet. But you definitely went in early. That's his suggestion in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, even though, you know, it's dachuk to think that Rashi is going like different Manda Amars in different Gemaras, but he notes that in Beis Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Okay, next. Tani and Kumi Rabbi Yavo. We have a Brisa that was said in front of Rabbi Yavo. This is the Tosefta. If you look in the Tosefta, it's the opposite Girsa. So we're going to change the Girsa like the Mara Folda does. Exactly the opposite of what we're about to, what we see. Just switch the two words. Bikurim Einam HaKeves HaTruma. If you're doing Bikurim, Bikurim does not hold back Truma. Meaning, that's not called out of order. That's not, if you do Truma before Bikurim, the Brisa says it's okay. That's not an Avera. And that's what the Mara Folda here explains. One second. It's not an Avera, and also, what does this Lashon mean? It's not Tevel if you don't take off Bikurim. But one second. Whenever you have things in order, we know that if you skipped one, it's tevel for that thing. I mean, let's say I skipped to Meiser Sheni. Now I have Meiser Sheni. You got to take off Meiser Rishon from that Meiser Sheni. And you got to take off Truma from that Meiser Sheni. If you skip a step, that's ma'akev the later step. So if the Brisa, if this Tosefta says that Bikurim is not ma'akev Truma, so doesn't that reflect that it's not so important to take Bikurim first? Because the rule is, if something was earlier in the Seder, it needs to be taken off. And this Tosefta says that you don't have to take off Truma. You don't take off Bikurim if you took off Truma. That's how the Kasha is explained. Look at the Mara Folda, the third to last medium line on the page. V'hashta kasha l'ashas bebraisa. My Omar shall Bikurim inim akvin at Truma. V'lamakein. Why doesn't Bikurim cause problems for the Truma? Shere Bikurim kadma the Truma. Right, Bikurim are first. Ve'na Truma kadma lahen. V'chulu. And therefore, it should be ma'akev. And the fact that it's not means that it must not be, that Truma has to be before, Bikurim doesn't have to be before Truma. Can that be? Answer. So this Brisa was said in front of Rabbi Avohu. Omar lon, da Abba Pinimon hi. Rabbi Avohu says, you're right, that's Abba Pinimon Shita. Abba Pinimon argues on our Mishnah about the order of Bikurim and Truma. He argues, Rabbi Yossi boy, haida da Abba Pinimon. Which Abba Pinimon are you talking about? I don't know any Abba Pinimon. Amar Le, Rabbi Mana says, Shamis Abatani, I heard my fathers learn the following brisa. If somebody says, somebody does Bikurim b'yimino, Truma b'smolo. What if somebody picks off Bikurim in his right hand and Truma in his left hand? Is that okay? So, I heard my father, says Rabbi Mana say, Is Tani Tani over? Is Tani Tani ain't over? I heard him say, well, one brisa says he did an Avera, if he takes Bikurim and Truma at the same time, and one says he didn't do an Avera. And I heard my father say, Manda Mar Over Rabbanin, the one who says you do violate, that's the Rabbanan Shita, that you're not allowed to do that. You can't do Bikurim and Truma at the same time. Manda Omar Eino Over Abba Penimon. And I heard my father say that Abba Penimon Shita, he says that Truma, Bikurim doesn't have to be first. Bikurim doesn't have to be first. And look in the Gra points out, even Truma, even though the Brisa is talking about a case of the same time, right and left hand, even if it's out of order. See in the Gra, Kiva demutar lachachil hafer shneim keechad, mistama afim hiktim etshuma lebikurim ena makev. If you could do them both at the same time, so then mistama even shuma before bikurim is not ma'akev. Again, at the same time is another nafkamina for what we said before. At the same time, you're not being makdim, the me'uchar, but you are being ma'acher, the muktam. Right? The later one is not going earlier than the earlier one, but the earlier one is not going before the later one. So this could also be formulated as a nafkamina between, again, is the problem making the earlier one later or the later one earlier, as we've been talking about on this daf. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Again, there's more, but again, feel free to look also in the Chazon Yechezkel, Yechezkel Abramsky, on the Tosefta in the fourth parak. This whole thing is a Tosefta. He talks about this question as well. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamiskavein Lomar. Two more dafim. Hamiskavein Lomar Truma Vamar Meiser. Somebody says he's about to be Mafra Shruma, and he knows he wants to be Mafra Shruma, and the wrong words came out. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean. It's just like we meant to say one thing. We meant to call a child's name in our family, and we say the other name. And they look at us like, what? I know who I'm talking to, and just the other name comes out. So Hamiskavein Lomar Truma Vamar Meiser. Meiser Vamar Truma. What if I said the wrong word? Ola va'amar shlamim. So we're talking about hafrashas, trumas and maestras, karbanos. I want to make my animal an ola va'amar shlamim. Shlamim va'amar ola. Right? And I'm believed, as we're about to see in the Rishonim, that the person is believed to say I messed up with what I wanted to say. Right? Even though, you know, we only know it from him. Let's just finish the Mishnah first. She'eni nechaz abayezeh va'amar lazeh. Right? I swear, it's a shvua, I swear I'm not going into this house. I meant another person's house. I said, Ruve, I meant Shimon. She'eni nena lozev amar lozev, or neder. Right? Mutar hana from one person, I meant the other person. In all these cases where you admit that you said the wrong thing, lo amar klum, what you said is meaningless. Ad shehe piv velibo shavin. Until what is in your what you said and what is in your heart is equal. Right? That's the Shita of the Mishnah, and that's what we paskin. We paskin like this. If you messed up, if you have dibur b'taus, it doesn't work. Right? The Rambam says this in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. Maaser Karbanos. Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis. Ein hanoder v'lo hamisnadev chayiv, achi epiv libo shavin. Right? If I messed up saying something, then I am not chayiv. Ketzad. Hamiskabin lo mahare alai olav amar shlamim. I meant to say, I hereby promise to bring this carbon as an ola. And I said, shlomim. Oh, you're skavin, lomar is an ola. Not that I changed my mind. That's a machlokas. Whether you could be chos or toch de dibor by kachim. But this is, no, I messed up with what I wanted to say originally. So if I messed up, lomar klum. Niskavin lindor ba'ola va'amar carbon v'chulu. If I say something more general, that's different. Okay, so that's the Rambam here. So asks the Mari Kirkus right here, which is the question that the Rishonim ask also elsewhere. But don't we have the principle of Dvarim Shebalei Beinam Dvarim? This person says, this is an Ola. And then he says, no, I meant Shlomim. What do you mean you meant Shlomim? You said Ola. Dvarim Shebalei Beinam Dvarim. What if you get married and then I was thinking only if it rains tomorrow. Well, you can't say that. Dvarim Shebalei Beinam Dvarim. So why here? V'im tomar lomo hutzrich piv libo shavin. Well, he asked it in a different way. We're going to have a pasuk in the Gemara that is the source for this. So ask the Mari Kirkus, what do you need a pasuk for? Tepa glesha belibo sagi. I'm sorry. This is a different question. This question is, we're going to learn in the Gemara that, we're going to get to the other question in a second, but once we're here, we're going to learn in the Gemara that even if you think about giving a karban, it could already be hukdash. Right, even by a truma, we learn machshava hafresha b'machshava v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. You can even think it. So if you can even think it, so here you don't even need your words. So why do we say you meant to say truma? You were thinking truma, and you said meiser. So why isn't that truma? You didn't even have to say the word meiser. Why should it be nothing? It should be truma because you meant to say truma. Say as the Mari Kirkus. No, when you said the wrong thing, that messed up your machshava. It is worse. V'im tomar, lama hutzrach piv v'libo shavin, teik v'leisha v'libo sagi. He says, u'baha ikal ameimar, ditfei adif, ki lo hotzi klum mi piv. It's better if he didn't say anything, mi bishah hotzi hefich masha b'libo. Ki ein hochin achar libo, elakisha ein masha b'fiv machish. You don't go after, you don't follow your lave, unless you don't have something contradictory that you said. Right? And therefore, here, you're saying, you omitted, I'm contradicting what I just said, and therefore, I am believed. And this is what the Rishonim talk about. The Rishonim say, this is not Dvarim Shebalev. Dvarim Shebalev is where there's a factor that is totally not related. I wanted to make a tznai. I was thinking this. No, you have to say something. But if I say I misspoke, that's not Dvarim Shebelev. That's not Dvarim Shebelev. Good. Dvarim Shebelev, if you remember, again, this is not, it is related, but just to mention it, because it's, well, one of the most important shitas. Dvarim Shebelev, a number of Rishonim, I'll read it from Tosfos and Kiddushin. Now, Rishonim say, really, Dvarim Shebelev, there are three categories of cases. Sometimes you say Dvarim Shebelev, and sometimes you don't. The Tosfos talks about it, Mem Tesma Beis. Mem Tesma Beis in Meseches Kiddushin. It's also quoted in Ksubis, in the Tzaddiks, I think, in the Tosfos. But the Tosfos there quotes the Ri, and says there are really three types of cases. Because if you look sometimes in the cases in Shas, sometimes you need what we call a Tanai Kafel. You need a Tanai, a condition with all the rules of the conditions. Mishpatei Atznoim. You need to say a double. If this, then this. If not, then not. And you need to say the positive before the negative. And you need to say Tanai Kodom Lamaisa. All these different rules called Mishpatei Atznoim. Sometimes you look in the cases in the Gemara, there are tznayim, and they didn't say mishpatei tznayim. They just seem to say, so sometimes we should say, oh, that's the ukimta. But sometimes it doesn't sound that way. And sometimes you have cases where they didn't even say anything. And you say it's built in. So Tosfos says there are really three types of cases. Some types of cases, you need mishpatei tznayim because the tznay is really totally obscure and wouldn't have been known unless you said it. I'm selling you something, almanas, that it rains for a week. Like, I'm selling you something. What does that have to do with rain? If I didn't say anything about the rain, that's totally unheard of. That's totally, if I didn't say anything, you can't trust it. That's full Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, and therefore, you want that to be a tanai, you need full Mishpatei Atznoim. That's one extreme, where something is totally not clear. But then you have the other extreme, where something is totally obvious. A person comes into Beis Din and says, I have no children. I want to give away all my stuff to Tzedaka. All my stuff. And he gives away all of his stuff. The very next day, a long-lost son of his walks in from the other side of the world. Dad, I'm alive! Guess what? He didn't make a tanai yesterday when he gave it to Beis Din. They happen to know that he has no... He didn't make, you know what? We give it back to him. That's Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kol Adam, as it's called. That doesn't need anything. That doesn't need any type of gilui that you're doing this on condition that you don't have any sons. So that's the other extreme. So where it's totally not obvious, you need Mishpatei Atznoim. Where it's totally obvious that you don't need anything. And then you have middle cases. Where it's semi-obvious, but it's not totally obvious. What's the case in the Gemara? Somebody sells property of his because he wants to make aliyah. And then all of a sudden, his job falls through. His job fell through. So he wants to get his stuff back. I'm not making aliyah because my job fell through. Says Tosfos, there you would need to have said something. I'm selling you this stuff because I'm making aliyah. If you didn't say anything, I don't know, maybe there's another reason why you decided not to make aliyah. It's not as obvious as giving away all of your stuff and not leaving it for any of your sons, Tosfos assumes. So again, those are three categories. One case is Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kol Adam, it's obvious. One case is Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, that's the other extreme, and then you have somewhere in the middle. So that's what Tosfos says. Va'omeri, Tetzarech Lachalik, Va'lomar, Di'esh Dvarim She'enem Tzrichem Tanai Kofel Ala Gili Milsa, Da'anan Sadi, Da'adai Tahachi Ovid, Ve'gam Yishvarim She'afilu Gili Milsa Lo Boy. And then some cases need Mishpatei Atznoim. Tosfos, Kiddushin, Memtes, Amid, Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we have all these cases in the Mishnah, that if I misspoke, then it doesn't work. Taman Tanina, and so this relates to a Mishnah in Meseches Nazir. We had a similar Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah Nazir has a machlokas. The case is, right, there's an animal that's about to walk outside of my house. And Beis Shammai says, the first animal that walks out, the black animal, that's going to be my karbon. And guess what? A white animal walked out. So is that hektish? Beis Shammai says, yeah. Beis Shammai says, hektish betos, hektish. Beis Shammai yomer hektish tos hektish. That's the case. You said the first animal that walks out, the black animal, hektish betos, that's hektish. Beis Hillel argues. Beis Hillel says, you said the first animal, the black animal. And it wasn't a black animal. It was a white animal. So Beis Hillel says, not. V'yomer Rabbi Yirmiya, but we're only interested in Beis Shammai right now. Rabbi Yirmiya says, regarding Beis Shammai shita, how far does Beis Shammai go? Right. Ba lo marchulin va'amar ola kitcha. Rabbi Yirmiya says, Rabbi Shammai got bored by Hekdesh Batos. If somebody goes to his backyard and he meant to say, I'm going to use this animal for dinner tonight. Chulin. And instead he said, carbon. Even there, Beit Shammai says, tough luck, it's a carbon. Hekdesh Batos is a carbon. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, even if you meant chulin, Amr Rabbi Yossi says, no. Bimiskavin lahakdesh anan kaimin. No, Rabbi Shammai says his shita if he meant Hekdesh A and it turned out to be Hekdesh B. Right? Don't know. Not the other case of Chulin to Hekdesh. Beit Shammai doesn't go that far. So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi, how to understand Beit Shammai in that Mishnah in Nazir. Elisha, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the line. B'miskavin l'hakdesh anan kaiminan, Elisha toh machas davar acher. You made a mistake because you thought this animal was coming out and not that animal. That's the only time where it's Hekdesh Batos is Hekdesh. Because you really meant it to be a carbon. You didn't go from Chulin to Hekdesh. So now the Gemara says, V'hada masisa mahi, what about our Mishnah? Who is our Mishnah like? Is our Mishnah like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel or both? So it depends. Al daite de Reb Yirmiyah, we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's reading now. Reb Yirmiyah, who said that Beis Shammai is across the board. Even if you said Chulin, and you said Hekdesh and you meant Chulin, but Machlokas. So according to Reb Yirmiyah, who says Beis Shammai is across the board, then our Mishnah is Vesror only Beis Hillel. It's a machlokas. Look at the Pnei Moshe. He says, it must be. Look at the fifth medium line. De'ilu le-Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah's Beis Shammai, even if I had kavana for chulin, and I said, ola, it's kadosh. So surely, if I meant, said, ola and shlamim, it's going to be kadosh. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, for sure, our mission is only like Beis Hillel, and not like Beis Shammai. Al daite de Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who says, that Beis Shammai is limited in that case, Divrei Hakol, then Beis Shammai, our Mishnah can be even like Beis Shammai. Because when does Beis Shammai say over there that it's Hekdesh Batos? I said, the first animal that comes out of the house is going to be Kadosh, the black animal. So you wanted the first animal to be Karban. You made a little mistake, Beis Shammai says, oh, that's Hekdesh. But in our case here, it could be, it's similar, Abel Hacha, look at the first wide line. Abel Hacha Kshinuskav in the Pnei Moshe. Kshinuskav in the Olav Amar Shlomim. Here you said a totally different carbon. Havi Achasha Mamish Bediburo. It's totally contradictory to what you said, to what you were thinking. In the case over there, you want to bring a carbon, and the white animal, the black animal, that's not such a big deal, and therefore we say Hekdesh Batos is Hekdesh. But here you wanted Ola and Shlomim, two totally different worlds. So therefore, Beis Shammai could agree in our Mishnah. That's the Gemara, depending on how you understand Beis Shammai there. Will depend if our Mishnah is only like Beis Hillel or also like Beis Shammai. Okay, Tani. I guess we'll stop here by Tani, where we get into the next sugya of when do you need a full dibur, and we get into the last Mishnah. What about a goyis, shumis, and maisris? That's tomorrow's daf. A goyis and a kusis. Can it be that a goy can be mafra, shumis, and maisris, mida, or raisa, and it still could have a different halacha than a Jew's shumis and maisris? That'll be Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, the last daf in Perek, Hatoreim Kishus. Okay, we'll stop here.